Psalm 107, Part 1, Preface. Salvation is of the Jews, for Christ was born of the seed of Abraham after the flesh, and he was a minister of the circumcision to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. But by Isaiah the father said unto the Messiah, I will give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. And Christ himself also said, Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. These other sheep were then walking in the darkness of idolatry, worshipping the fabrics of man's hands, and their soul was without hope. But the Lord sent forth his word, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. And so he continues to do unto this day. By the brightness of his light, he in the faith does men unite of every tongue and every nation. Our forefathers also went to worship dumb idols as they were led, but unto us, their children, shines the light of God's revealed word, by which we are called out of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, and from whom our soul derives the hope of eternal life. To praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful deliverances, we are charged in the 107th Psalm. Praise of God for deliverance out of manifold needs. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them from out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Summary. All should give thanks to God, for his goodness is over all. His mercy extends wide as the heavens, and he is the supporter of all, because through him alone the creatures have their being. Especially should those sing his praise who have experienced his deliverance. The wanderer whom he has led, the hungry whom he has fed, the prisoner whom he has freed, the distressed who found help in need, let them praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. And if we give thanks to God for his bodily help, as this psalm exhorts, how much rather for his spiritual deliverance, that he has redeemed us from the power of the enemy, and has gathered us unto his dear Son, in whom we are free indeed, free from the yoke of the law, free from condemnation, free from the fear of death. Prayer. I will sing my Maker's praises, and in him most joyful be, for in all things I see traces of his tender love to me. Nothing else but love could move him, with such sweet and tender care, evermore to raise and bear all who try to serve and love him. All things else have but their day. God's great love abides for aye. Amen.